me now.
Chumash. Saying very old Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to tell you something. I don't understand if my people don't know this. Yeah? Don't answer it. Make Gemara Shoshana, Chumash.
Wrong
Vayikra. 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 On Rosh Hashanah, you have a Shemini Esrei, you have 9 brachas. You know that? 9, which are the 9 brachas? Shemini Esrei, Rosh Hashanah. You have Avos and Gvuros, Kedushas Hashem. And then you have, every Yom Tov has how many brachas?
7.
Which 3 more combined with one of them is 2 more is Rosh Hashanah. Malchus and the Chronos and Shofros. 10 psukim of each one. Malchus, the Chronos and Shofros. Together with Kiyas, there's a Hakira. Right. The 3 brachas are to assist the Kiyas, to be Niskavel or Fakarat. The Kiyas are to assist the 3 brachas to be Niskavel. Which is the Ikkar? And you call it a Chiddush. So obvious that here the source of Malchus Chronos Shofros is it's Mishnayos. Imu Lefon Imu Lefon Malchus Imu Lefon is a Chronos. Right, Imu Lefon. So now, yeah, it says the parasha of. Of Vayikra, the Moyadim. The Moyadim. Yeah. The Moyadim. Of the. Yeah. It's an end. Vachodesh. Vachodesh. Echel HaChodesh Yir Lachem Shabbosan Zichron Truo Mikra HaChodesh. So Rashi and Zichron Truo. So Rashi Zichron Psukei Zichronos Psukei Shofros. He left out Malchus Rambanis. This girl Lachem Akeras Yitzchak, the Chorev Tacht of Ayel. Zichroin, that's why you say it. Right. So, what do you see from Rashi? It's Pshat in the Pasuk. Zichroin Krua, what do you see from Rashi? Since what's sensational about this Rashi? That the Malchus Chronos Shofros are the right saw. It says they write so. Zichron Truo, Zichron Psuki, Zichron Psuki Shofros. Luzko Lachem, Akedas Yitzchok. Shekorv Tachta Vayel, it says they write so. According to Rashi, Malchus Chronos Shofros, are they write so. That's Chiddush and Rashi. That's all the Raisa. It's the Raisa. Just say the Psukim. Dr. Ramban. What happened to Malchus? One question. Anyway, there's a Gemara. There's no point about Malchus anyway. Aval, with Ramban and Chumash, calls us, smachte me the Vrayim. It's a smachta. How do you know? It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The guy is in a third city, a small city, a third one. He does not have a shofar, does not have a marzer, doesn't have anything. There's one city over there has a marzer, and so they know the brachas. Other city has a shofar. There's a choice to go hear the brachas or to hear the tkiyas. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, Holchin l'makom shetoykin, ve'ein holchin l'makom shemavorkin. Says, Pita, hodavais, hodavonon. First Gemara, it's Rabbonon. How can Rashi say it's a deraisa? That's my Ban's kasha on Rashi. Rashi says deraisa, it's a balamora, it's a deraisa. Malchus one is shofaris. And it's a Gemara, it's Rabbonon. Taflamid dalid amid beis. That's a first Gemara, hodavais. Pita, you go to the place where they blow. Gemara says, afilu vali hosafek. Suffolk shofar, vali marzer. What do you do? Take the Suffolk shofar. That's the raisa. How can you say it's right? How can you say it? And brachas rabbanon. Right. So the Abshtem has a teretz, the Rav and Harikelem, one piece. So the very nice teretz. Right. Right. The teretz is, it's a deraisa when it's together. The brachas and the tkiyas form part of the raisa. But in this case over here, the city with the shofar doesn't have a marzah, but the marzah doesn't have a shofar. Then the marzah drop one on. A very beautiful teretz. A very beautiful teretz. But Rabbi Shurkin says, what's Rabbi Shurkin? He had a teretz. It's in the Hari Kedem's teretz that made his mom. There's another piece in the Hari Kedem. I repeat the question again. Very important question. Machas Chon and Shifros. Is it the Raisa? The Balamor says the Raisa. Rashi and Chumash says the Raisa. Rashi and Gemara also. Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Also Mashmit the Raisa. Very important. Machas Chon and Shifros. The Raisa is Rabbanan. Yeah, to come over here. You have three lines. Right, tashat, tashat, tashat. Three times three is nine. So Rashi says, why three lines? Echaz Hamalchis, Echaz Echronos, Echaz Echronos, the Raisa. The nine colors of the Raisa. A third is Rabbanon. The nine. Where do you get nine? Three times three. Why three times three? If Rashi is saying the Mishnah, one of the keys itself. One says from a Zichronis, Malchus and Zichronis, Shofros. It's a Raisa. So that's what he say. Together with the Psukim, with the case of the Raisa. Rabbi Shurkin is going to say the truth now. Correct. Right. Let's see. Here's the Gemara Shoshana at the Rabbana. Let's see the Gemara. There's two cities over here. Who's from England over here? Right. Here's the Gemara over here. A tale of two cities. Right. A tale of two cities. Right. Not that garbage book. Yeah. I never read that garbage book. I took a Regents, English, and they asked me. So, what is the theme of A Tale of Two Cities? I never saw my wife. Anyway, I write, man's drive for perfection versus the environment of nature. And the teacher gave me back, I never thought of that. I got A plus. How did I come to take the Regents? The whole story to believe my own whole story. Anyway, right. Baloney. Correct. And here's over here. Well, over here, two cities. There are two cities over here. Right, what happened with the two cities? In a second. Yeah. Here it is. Daf Lamed Dalet Beis. Ketzad, Shtei Ayorois. Vachas Toikin, Vachas Mavorchim. Hoch Mokushu Toikin. Hinoch Mokushu Mavorchim. Pshita, the Vais Rabbanon. Vali Vesafik, Stay, take the Safik. The first one for Ramban, the Holy Ramban. Then there's another Kasha. The Siv is a Kasha. How can it be the rise according to Rashi? The whole davening is Rabbanon. Right, davening is Rabbanon. And even according to Rambam, it's the rise. So you eat with good morning. Right. How can it be the rise over here? Davening is Rabbanon. Correct. So we will read the words again. We will read the words again, and we will see that's a non-starter. The whole, I can't say non-starter, all the big people over here. We'll see over here. Rashi and Emor says, listen to Rashi and Emor. Zichron Tur. Zichron Psuki. Zichron is Psuki. Shapers. The 10 psukim are the raisa. The brachis mevorchim ad rabbanon. You got it? Yeah, it's a wedding present for you. Michal Hutan. You're the present over here. Right, again, they're what? The psukim are the raisa. They knew the psukim over there. All kids knew psukim. They didn't know the brachim shemavorchim. The brachas are the rabbanon. Right. Again. Let's see over here. The Gemara says in Tezayin. It says over here. Machas Achronis B'Shaifris. Hish Tam Lichuni Aleichem. Let's see Rashi over here. Imru Lefonai. What does Imru mean? Not the brachis. The psukim. So again, what's in Sib's Kasha? Daven is Rabbanon. Who says you should daven? How does it turn vision? Rosh Hashanah, Midaraisa. What's Rosh Hashanah? Right. Ten Aoris on Malchus, Tam Sukkim, 10 on Shaifris, and 10 on Zichronos, 10 on Shaifris. That's it. That's Rosh Hashanah. And honey with apple. That's Rosh Hashanah. What davening when davening in a hair? That's Midaraisa, Psukim. And the Gemara says, Hani Asur connected me? Asur Mamoro. It's the same Gemara as in Megillah by Kriyas HaTorah. That is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. To start the year. I'll show what the Ikrim says. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a mashal. You ask me how to make a chnukas a bias? You ask me. So the Sfarim say, you invite the Gesuda, Vaniyim, Shubachim, as he has a car, Aniyim, and you say, tell him that the house should have Ochran Atzlacha. Say, tell him. So that's what the Sfarim say. I saw in Hoggy Brisk, they ate the Brisk Rav, and make Chalukas Abayas, make a Suda for Aniyim, and you say a Shtikul Taira. No, tell him. You say a Shtikul Taira. That's the Machan of the Abayas over here. You know that. See, Machan of the year. How do you start off the year? 30 pieces of Taira. 10. I can do with Smosha. He brings me 30 times. 30 pieces. That's a Machanach, the new year over here. Mach is a Chronish Shaifreis. Right. The Raisa! The Psukim. Right. It's the Raisa! Quinta Rashi and the Balamor and the Misamor Rishonim. I'll tell you really how it works over here. The Sefer Ikrim. It's not the Bracha. Ram is not mashing like that. Ram says, you make the... Give me a Rambam, it's for a shofar. So it comes out, the shofar is an assistant to the... The shofar is an assistant to the... To the Malchus Kohen shofar. The Rambam... Did not appear like that. It's Rashi. It's Rashi. I think it's a Mechilta also. And Ramban says it's a Asmachta Ba'alma. Put that Gemara over there. I'm asking, that Gemara doesn't do with it. Hatzibur Hayovim Lishmoya at Kiyas Al Seder HaBrochus. At Kiyas Al Seder HaBrochus. What's Mashma? Who's helping who out? The Brochus are helping out. Hat Kiyas Al Seder HaBrochus. The Seder of the Kiyas get the Seder HaBrochus. Has over here. Malchus, Achronos, Shofros. Right. Did he mention it with Psukim? Oh, Psukim. He says, Tzorch loymar, listen. Chol brocho mehen asor psukim. Mein ha brocho. Again, another chikira. Before we had a chikira, what's the main chikira saw the brochas? Now we have another chikira. The brochas or the psukim? Right, the brochas or the psukim? What are we saying now? The psukim, right? And the brachas are they put the psuk? I'll give you an example. Well, they took the main mitzvah and put it into a case of brachas. Shema. What's the main part of Shema? The psukim or the brachas? Psukim. Soon see has to do with Shema. Rambam's not like that. Rambam says. Tzorch loymar b'chol brocha psukim mein ha-brocha. The Rashi says the Raisa. Well, what's the pshat in this? It's a Sefer Ikrim. It's a Rishon. It's a philosopher. But the Ikrim, this is a fantastic thing over here. What's the pshat? Malchus is throwing his shofros. Whoa. Only a Rishi could say it. It's a tremendous pshat. Chosav Shegzai quotes the Ikrim, a quotation. He says, there are three parts of the main part of Amuna. Sherish, Shloshi Ikrim and Amuna. Three parts are the basis of Amuna. And if you have these, you'll have a tzlocha hamitius. Now, how do you know which are three parts of a basic parts of a muno? Mashiyosu lono anshiknes agdoilo. Whoa, but filas musif shirosh hashana. They stuck in the start of the year with the three main parts of a muno. Which are the three main parts of a muno? Malchus Zechronis Meshofres, he explains it. Sheheim Keneged Shloshe Ikrim Alolu. The Hoya Leva Adam. Ki. Bahamonaso Ikrim Alolu. By announcing you believe in these things. Bahamonaso Ikrim Alolu. Imsi Ifeyem, with everything that's after it. Shoshayim. Shima Shiroi. Yizkeha Adam Bedino Lefnei Hashem. How do you get a din? How do you zoche a din? Ba'monas! Ba'monas! Confirming. Well, Ikrim, Allah will confirm these three things. If you do that, and you get your zoche to be din, l'fnei Hashem. Now he explains, what are the three things? Again, very easy. Small proof like this, tell you how to have a good year. Wow. Malchus is throwing his shofar. Bahamonas, Omen, confirmation. which are the three things you have to have in mind. So he says, Malchus Metzius Hashem. Hashem controls the world. Metzius Hashem. Right. And that is, what do you see that? This Al-Kin Kabbal Achor. Hashem Elis Mehera. Shaka Noelam, B'malch Shakai. Chonivos Yigu Shmech, Chol Shoret Kavirut, Chol Shoret Kavirut, Chol Shoret Kavirut, Chol Shoret Kavirut, That's Malchus. Metzius Hashem. One. Number two. What's the second important thing? What's the chronos? Hashgacha. Vaschar v'oinish. Everything. Right. And sometimes the big Nisoyan, the Maroon tragedy. That boy in Denver. What can we do? It's Hashgacha Pratis. What? Hashgacha Pratis. On the other hand, how do you deal with it? Did the Baba Shirabo in Miami, by Surfside, he says, whoever says he knows why it happened is a fool. You hear that? Whoever says why it happened is a fool. We can't know. Well, what can we do? We do Torah Megan Amatzil. We learn and it's Megan Amatzil. Right. Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis. Everything. The Mispalel. Right. Everything by shares. Everybody, especially as he said to stand up for an old man. Why? Because he saw it. An old man saw it as Hashgacha Pratis. A young boy didn't see it so much. As life goes on, and you see so many times as Hashgacha Pratis. Right. I should move into Hanof, across the street. Who moved over there? Right. I moved over there, and of course it should be Ramosha Shmuel. Right. Whoa! I was inspired to have another Rebbe. The only one I could fit that bill with him. Right. That's Hashgacha Pratis over here. Correct. Everyone has incidents in his life. How I got to the Rav. It's on the video. Right. Everyone has their own. That's to believe. Ain't all the Moikei for spoiler motto. And I'm King Goizun of Amayla. That's the Chreinos. That's the Muna. Everything is Basheret. Everything. Schar Vainish. And then, that's the Broch. At the Zoicham I say, Olam, Ufoikeid Koitre Kedem. You order. Finach Niglu Kol Talumois. That's the second side of Amuna. What's the third side of Amuna? By saying these things, he said, you're learning these things, you're announcing these things through your learning. As you're announcing these things through your learning, that's how you get a good year. The Rishon says that. Then you get a tzlacha. What's the third thing? So, Malchus and Metzius Hashem. The Chronis is Hashgacha. I'm reading the Rishon over here, Ikrim. What Shofaris? Because Shofaris has to start off the bracha. Ata Niglaisa, what does that mean? It means Hashem reveals himself to people. What does that include? He reveals himself to people. What does it mean? Torah min Hashemayim. The Torah min Hashemayim. Balkan him is Maschelas Ata Niglaisa. Matan Torah. Was with a shofar? So that's why it's called shofaris. Right. So, by the way, what else does that include? Gilu Shechina. The Gula. Mashiach. So in Shofaris is included Matan Torah, which is Niglaisa, and Mashiach. That she shows this far same Torah Emes. If they call Olam. If they call Olam. Hashem Alekim Mashiach Yisro. So he said that is the... That's the takana of the davening, or the deraisa. The deraisa of the davening. The deraisa on Rosh Hashanah. To pronounce and announce the three yesodos of Emunah. So basically, it's not the bracha, it's the bracha's important. It's the psukim. We have the psukim. Right. Shu shor v'sheichem. That's malchus. Right. Now, interesting. Of all the psukim, where do you sing? Where does the chadon sing? And malchus is pointing the shofar. Where does he sing? Who knows? No. No, he does not sing. Simchas Torah thinking about this. Where, of all the 30 psukim, where does he sing?
Hallelujah.
Where?
Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the chadon starts singing. It's not a song, but the whole nusach is a song. What's the pshat? Very simple. But what is shofar? It's gilui shechina. Whenever it's gilui shechina, you start singing. That's why you sing. That's gilui shechina. That's the yisod of shofar, which is matan Torah, and also Mashiach will come. So you should know, it's so important over here. The here, especially. Malchus is pointing the shofar. And it's really with tzibur, especially. That's why, Brisa Taka Makba, they have a coin over here to go wash their hands. Many of them go out during Malchus is pointing the shofar. They go out. When should they go out? But it's not a toykef, that's when they should go out. And everybody's screaming. Right. That's when you go out to wash hands. During the son of toykef. Right. Not during the psukim of Malchus Zichron and Shofar. He said, these are the words when you get the good year. Yeah. These are the words when you get the good year. And he said, they took the three foundations of Yiddishkeit. And he put into davening Musa Rosh Hashanah. Right. The shofar is just a side point to show what happened by Matan Torah. Hear that? It's Hamonas from, and amazing to know again, which are the three yesodos of a Jew. Metzias Hashem, that's the second one. Second one is Hashgacha. That's the Chumash, Hashgacha Protis. Right. And the third one is Gilui Shechina, Torah Min HaShemayim. Torah Min HaShemayim. Not only then, this year right now, you're hearing Hashem talk through my throat. That's Torah Min HaShemayim. I want to add something very interesting over here. A guy asked me, did all this firm say, there's a sefer called Megad Givas Olam. You have it over there. And he talks about this topic. And also the topic is discussed by Olshin in his Sefer, which is like Madura Basra. Anyway, you hear that? And he compared the way they both talk. This, he didn't have the Megad. He had a Hari Kedem. And the Megad has an interesting thing over it. Fascinating thing. Yeah. Fascinating thing. Mamish fascinating. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. One of the most moving parts of Rosh Hashanah is the Haftarah of Chanah. Chanah had no children. And then she was in a spowl. And Eli thought she's drunk. And then she says, no, I'm more snefesh, I'm not drunk. And then she was praying for a child, Nebach. Interesting. The Rav has a vort over this. And then she was praying, and she was answered. So the Rav asked, what's Vahi Ayoim? So he says, a beautiful vort, he says, that till then, she was mispowel and her husband, what kind of mispowel? All the year, like Yitzhak and Rivka. But here Yoim, Akana says to her, forget about it. You're not going to have kids. Forget about it. I'm better to you than 10 kids. You forget about it. So then she was abandoned. Abandoned! And that's Philo. That's when you answered. When you know the only one that's going to help you is Hashem. Till then, her husband will help her. This will help her. But here, Yoim, he abandoned her. And then she was answered. Anyway, he thought she's drunk. Why do you think she's drunk? Why do you think she's drunk? He said she's davening very, very, he couldn't hear her. She's davening very, very quietly. Like, that's how you learn out. Rocks will sell her noise. Call her Shemay, he's supposed to daven low. So he thought she's drunk. What's the shot? The answer is, the minig was, you don't know this. You don't know this. You walk into Yeshiva Shemini Rosh Hashanah, and you hear, Uvechein kein pach vachor! Everybody's screaming. That's a Shtilish Menesrei. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you scream in the Shtilish Menesrei. That was the minig. What down in Ramah? Right. Because Rosh Hashanah, why? But the Dham Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is not tefillah. What is it? Tzaaka. It's Tzaaka Be'ez Tzara. They screamed. I was born in Yeshiva Shemini, my father, and some Chassidish guys came to Dham Mincha. I once said, we're in Bellevue now, in a crazy house. Everybody's screaming, the Shtilish Menesrei. No! You're supposed to scream. The Mishnah Berurah ruined everything. You're supposed to scream. And Radin, by his yeshiva, they screamed. So Eli saw that she's quiet. So she's not davening, she's drunk. Because if she'd be davening, it's Rosh Hashanah. She should be screaming. Again, why the hell do you think she's drunk? Why isn't she screaming? It's Rosh Hashanah. What did she answer him? She answered, Shelah says all this. The reason I'm not screaming, I'm asking for a personal bakasha. That Rosh Hashanah, again, what I just say now. She's asking for what on Rosh Hashanah?
Personal.
Personal, again. Personal bakasha Rosh Hashanah. Personally say lo. It's a bush or whatever, it's not nice. Personal bakasha. Him or his nefesh. Hear that? He thought she's drunk. I was saying, why are you quiet? You must be drunk. The answer is, that's a personal bakasha. That should be low. So that is, but Malch is a coin of Shaifreis? Supposed to scream out! Malch is this way. Confirm Amuna! Right. Supposed to scream out. The psukim over there. Right. The psukim. As a matter of fact, any Balkari over here? Yeah? With the trop. Say it with the trop, the temp psukim over here. The temp psukim over here. Say it with the trop. Right. This guy has it over without the trop over here. He's wrong. Should be with the trop over here. And what does the Ikrim say? Ba'monas vorm elo yizkeh b'din. Hear that? You want a good year, Mitzvah Hashem? Right, the three things. Mitzvah Hashem. Number two, Hasgacha Pratius. Number three, Gilui Shchatayim and Hashemayim, which includes your Chaburah.